Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Pastor Fred, and I'm back again for another episode of Perspectives on the Bible. And today, I'm going to go back a little bit because it occurred to me just the other day, and I wanted to bring it up before I forgot it. It's about Judas. And, you know, Judas, the betrayer, could have been a great evangelist. I mean, think of it. Obviously, I believe that he had ultimately trust in Jesus' power. He had seen Jesus do miraculous things, heal the deaf, the blind, the lame, raise the dead. And I believe that Judas was a person who believed that Jesus just didn't get it, and he needed a push. He needed to be facing the crisis of extermination. And I think that, you know, Judas may have believed that if he could just push Jesus to the brink, Jesus would use his power. Remember, Jesus said to the storm, be still, to the waves, be still. Jesus walked on water. Jesus said, Lazarus came out, and Lazarus came out. And so I fully believe that Judas thought that Jesus was going to do that. He's not going to let himself get arrested, have his hands tied, have a crown of thorns put on his head, be crucified on a cross. And so Judas, I think, was an example of faith. He made a mistake, a terrible mistake. He misread God's plan, but who would have thought what God's plan was? Who would have thought that the crucifixion of Jesus was God's plan? Who would have thought that the atonement for the sins of the world was God's plan? Who would have thought that Jesus was the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, even though John the Baptist had proclaimed that? And so Judas repented. You know, he was sorry. He went and said, I'm sorry. I'm sure he was contrite in his very soul, smitten to his soul, which is the definition of true repentance and contrition. He gave back the money. He did restitution. He did penance. But somehow or other, he couldn't believe what he had done. He couldn't live with the guilt and the pain. And he couldn't believe in forgiveness. He couldn't believe in a Savior, a suffering Savior, who would forgive him for betraying him to the cross. And so Judas, who I believe might have been a great testimony, a great preacher, can you imagine? He could have gone out and said, look at me, chief of sinners though I be, Jesus shed his blood for me, died that I might never die, rose that I might live on high. Chief of sinners though I be, Jesus shed his blood for me. And he could have said, you know, I was the one. I did all these terrible things. And I repented. And God forgave me. And God empowered me to go and preach the gospel to the whole entire world. What a testimony that would have been. Unbelievable. He didn't. He committed suicide. He short-circuited God's plan. And I know I'm not harsh on suicide. I don't know what it's like to be suicidal. I don't know what the depression and the pain and the agony is for people who are suicidal. But I know that Judas was stricken to the core, and that his action, I believe, short-circuited God's plan for Judas. And what is the context of that? Well, I think of the substitute for Judas, Saul of Tarsus, eventually became Saint Paul, who was a persecutor of the Church of God, who was a person who stood by at the stoning of Stephen, who was a man on his way to Damascus to round up those who followed the way, the Christians, and bring them back, in his own words, in chains, bound in chains to the Sanhedrin to face trial for their heresy, which would have meant stoning to death of those people he brought back. And he was blinded. Jesus came to him. Who is it, Lord, that blinds me? And Jesus said, it is I whom you are persecuting. And Paul repented. And Paul was stricken to the core. Saul, Paul, Saul, was overwhelmed, undone. Everything that he thought was true was false. And everything that he thought was false was true. But he didn't commit suicide. He repented and trusted in God's grace, in God's mercy, in God's forgiveness. And he entrusted himself to that grace, that amazing grace. He entrusted himself to that mercy. He entrusted himself to that plan. He submitted himself as God's servant. The word is doulos, as God's slave. Great word. I am a doulos Yahweh. I'm not a servant of the Lord. I am a slave of the Lord. The Lord is the master, and he owns me. Isn't that wonderful? And he forgives me, and I submit to that willingly. I am more than willing to be a slave to God for God's purposes. That's repentance, my friends. That's contrition, my friends. That's accepting the grace and mercy of God, my friends. And so Paul would go out, and what was his message? I was a murderer. I was one, as though an abortion, born out of time. I wasn't one of the 12. And yet I was chosen. I was a persecutor of the Church of God, rounding up the Christians. And yet God forgave me. And God commissioned me to preach this good news to the world. The same message that Judas could have preached. Which leads me to say that, you know, I believe the Ethiopian church, I'm pretty sure about this, I shouldn't even go there, but I'm going to go there, regards Judas as a saint. And what would have happened to Judas when he went to heaven, or when he died, let's say, when he, either he went to heaven. And then you opened his eyes and you couldn't believe that the Father was there in open arms for Jesus' sake, forgiving him. For Jesus' sake and the blood of Jesus embracing him. For Jesus' sake, accepting him, accepting his repentance, accepting his contrition, accepting his penance, lamenting his suicide, but embracing him anyway. I think that's the way it is with suicides. I think they're embraced. But they may have short-circuited God's plan. They may have not fulfilled their life's destiny. They may, even though forgiven in suicide, look back from heaven with regret. And I don't know about you, but I regard regret, the inability to undo what you've done, I regard that as absolutely one of the most painful emotions to experience. And so I wanted to share that with you. This is a short broadcast today, but I wanted to share that with you because it's important for us to have compassion on those who make mistakes. It's important for us to try to understand what causes people to do the wrong things. It's important for us in our own lives, when we make mistakes and when we do the wrong things, to have compassion on ourselves as well, and to forgive those who have sinned against us as we ourselves have been forgiven. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, my friends, keep your hearts and your minds in this faith unto everlasting life Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. And just as a little announcement at the end of this broadcast, I'm going to try to broadcast every day. I'm going to try to do a one-half-hour broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. I love the format. I've been on Blog Talk Radio many, many times. I have a whole stable full of, if you look on my page in Blog Talk Radio, you'll see that I have many, many, many broadcasts from the past. I have a hiatus in between for personal reasons and health reasons, but I'm back, and I hope if you've listened to this before and now have come back, thank you for coming back. And if this is your first time listening to me on Perspectives on the Bible, on Blog Talk Radio, then thank you for tuning in, and I hope you will come back. I'm going to try every day. I can't give a time when they'll be live because I am still an active person and not every day has the same schedule, and so I'm not free to do everything I need to do in a day, so I record when I can. But please do look up and listen. I will try to always post things on Twitter, and if you don't have Twitter, well, I don't exactly know how to do a good amount of that stuff, but I'll try to learn how to get the word out about these broadcasts. And so again, this is Pastor Fred, and thank you very much for listening. God bless. Bye.